Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this selection from Late Night with Seth Meyers, airing weeknights at 12:35, 11:35 Central on NBC, right after The Tonight Show.
Since the election of Donald Trump and the ascension of his right-hand man, Steve Bannon, there have been fears about the rise of white supremacy, yet the media seems to be bending over backward to normalize the so-called alt-right movement. Take this recent headline from CNN.com, "Hipster or hate monger, the trendy young face of Austria's far right." This brings us to a segment we call, "Hey." Hey, media, what are you doing? How do you confuse hipsters with Nazis? Nazis like to invade other people's territory and turn it into a utopia for the white race, whereas hipsters, okay. Now I see the confusion, but still. Check out this article from the LA Times. White nationalists come to Washington in hope of influencing Trump. Hey, just a tip, news media. If you're trying to warn us about the danger of white supremacists, maybe don't use their Tinder pic. I enjoy tennis, backgammon, and forced walks on the beach. And hey, alt-right is the name they picked for themselves. You don't have to use it. If zombies wanted to be called post-life brain foodies, we'd still call them zombies. If it looks like a duck and talks like a duck and steps like a goose, it's a Nazi. And hey, this is America. Right here. This is America. And if we've ever done anything we can all be proud of, it was defeating the Nazis. Although dubious articles like this one from The Atlantic do not help. Are Jews white? I don't know. Do they subscribe to The Atlantic? Also, I think you're missing the bigger point, which is that somebody wants to know for some reason. It's not an innocent question. Nobody says, are Jews white? And then follows it up with, well, either way, I just love them. Get your together, media. Calling Nazis and white supremacists the alt-right is like calling O.J. Simpson a cutlery enthusiast. This has been Hey!
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle at Late Night Seth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Tumblr. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night with Seth Meyers at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. Thanks for listening.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.